Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Hey, good afternoon. I'm looking at a really attractive blonde teacher from Slidell charged with sexual misconduct. I know what a lot of guys are thinking. Where were these teachers when I was in school? She's 35 years old, and there's been a week-long investigation into claims that she's been having sexual relations with students from Slidell High. No wonder those kids are so happy. Police began to investigate in early March after complaints that this teacher was sending inappropriate photographs and messages through text and social media sites. She's a teacher. She sounds like she's too dumb to be a teacher. How can you do that? I think there are still some people today who don't realize how exposed they are when they post something on social media, or how unprotected they are when they think they're, you know, posting something that nobody can find out where they are. Nobody can find out who they are. They're keyboard cowards. And they're so bold to post stuff, and they think, well, nobody get to me, man. I'm all anonymous. You're not as anonymous as you think. But, I mean, this is absurd. And she would buy, you heard that in the news just now, she would buy alcohol for her students in local bars. You're not supposed to do that. But listen, let's be honest about this. If you're 18 years old, if you're 17 years old, you know what you're doing. I'm not saying the teacher is not responsible. But I don't really feel that sorry for these people, these young men who made a conscious decision to have sex with a teacher and to drink. I mean, I don't think we should hold them totally unaccountable for what they did. They knew what they were doing, and they participated. You're 17 years old. You're 18 years old. You know what you're doing. You know exactly what you're doing. You love what you're doing, and that's why you're doing it. So to me, this is not like... this is not like a pedophile taking advantage of a young child that has no idea what's happening to him. And while I hold the teacher accountable because of her position of authority, I don't think it's fair for us to totally bypass the responsibility of the young men who were involved in having sex with the teacher. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. It's a great Tuesday afternoon, and another weekend of Jazz Fest starts Thursday with the Rolling Stones. And listen, if you want to be a real hero to anybody in your family who is a Swiftie, you can win a pair of tickets to see Taylor Swift in concert in the UK. I mean, this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. It's a trip to the UK to see Tay in the UK. It's a trip for four to London to see Taylor Swift on August the 17th. A four-night hotel stay, round-trip airfare, and to enter, simply download free the Audacy app, AUDACY. Download the Audacy app. It's a great way to listen to our show because you've got it anywhere you've got your phone. And what you do is when you download the Audacy app, log in and listen to WWL for at least 1 hour. And if you do, that qualifies you to win the tickets to see Taylor Swift and the trip to London to see Tay in the UK. Only one entry per day. But you can read more about this on the front page of WWL.com. Tay in the UK is a national contest. Special thanks to Republic Records. Log in and listen to WWL on the Odyssey app. All right, we've been talking about a lot of different things, and coming up, we'll talk a little bit more about the protests that are going on. I wrote a blog about this, and it's titled, Can We Expect More Protests Going Into the Summer of 2024? And I think we can. And I don't know that they're all going to be directly related to Israel and Hamas. I think there is I think there's this attitude for protest. It's in the air. A young generation is feeling it. It doesn't take much for one college campus to look at what's going on and say, yeah, let's do that too. And most of this, I think the foundation of this desire to protest is based on the contempt that young generations have for baby boomers. So, I don't think this is a topic that's going to go away. I'm in favor of the protest because it's part of the First Amendment. But I am not in favor of blocking roads and preventing our movement through society because, sometimes you got to get from one place to another. And I don't think the road should be blocked. And if students are breaking the law, then they should be arrested. But, it's okay for them to be rowdy to a point where they're not breaking the law. Because if a protest doesn't get rowdy, it's just going to be a bunch of people standing around, then it's not going to be effective. But there are limits. There are limits. And I don't know if enough is being done to send that message to many of the students. And as I have as I've said, you can only go so far with a protest, but it's okay to protest. If you want to join us with a comment, the Okanagan Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Homa and Sydney. You're on WWL. Good afternoon.
How you doing, sir? How's everything going?
Very good.
Well, I've got a little complaint.
Okay.
I got some very good friends who's Democrats, and they believe that this country is going in the right direction.
Okay.
Maybe it is, maybe it's not, but I've got one complaint. When somebody comes up and says, we're going to tax the rich, and they're going to pay all these extra bills for the United States, if a Democrat believes that, they're dumber than a donkey. Because figure like this. You have a corporation. You have investors. That's 401k plans. That's individuals like everybody who puts their money in the stock market. They're not rich people. They're poor people. They have thousands of people that have their money invested. They're not millionaires, but their money together produces the economy to have investments. Okay, if they all expect to have a little bit profit, they might have to have $100 million to make that profit. That company has to produce enough income for them to receive a benefit. Well, if you want to tax that $100 million on that corporation, who's making millions? The thing is, they're going to make that $100 million, and they're going to make it one way or the other. One way is to raise the price of the goods. Another way is to cut employment. Another way is to cut benefits. And the worst one of all, do all three. Anybody that believes you're going to tax the rich, it's like I say, dumber than a donkey. And it's just a plain fact truth of economics. You've got to make a profit if you're investing money. And anybody believes that, I'm sorry, but they're not intelligent.
Well, I don't believe taxing the rich is the answer. I'd like all of the rich to pay their fair share, and many of them don't. I'd like them to pay their fair share. I like the idea of a flat tax where everybody pays the same amount, and 10% of $2 million is greater than 10% of $40,000. So, I like the idea of a flat tax, but I don't think that's going to happen.
That would be the best thing, because when the rich people spend more money, they'll pay more taxes. When the poor man pays less money, he'll pay less taxes. But everybody will be paying the same amount of tax. Maybe he has got $100 million, and he pays 10%. Okay, that's $10 million in taxes he'll pay. But they're not satisfied with that. They want 30, 40% taxes. But think of it like this. He's got to pay those taxes. He's going to go up on his product.
That's true. And look, even companies that are making big profits, if there is an increase in producing the product, they're going to pass that on to the consumers, even if they're making many, many millions in profits. So, you know, there is a degree of American greed that is part of the problem. But, you know, when it comes to taxes, I'm for a flat tax, and I don't think it's fair to tax one person 40% of their income and tax another person, you know, 15% of their income. But, you know, that's a topic for another show. If you have a comment, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. I want to talk for just a moment about Career Day. I did Career Day. I was invited to come out to Career Day at the Kenner Discovery Health Science Academy. And this is in Kenner, right behind Walmart. And, you know, that's my old neighborhood. When I was married, my wife and I bought our first house in Westgate. I think it was West. Is that still called Westgate? I don't know. But anyway, it really brought back a lot of memories. And St. Lawrence Church was right across the street from the school. And I was confirmed. I was baptized at St. Philip Neri Catholic, and I was confirmed Catholic at St. Lawrence Church. So it brought back a lot of memories walking into the school. But I was not really prepared. You know, I had the Scoot on the Air sign, which I have when I do any videos from home. I had the Scoot on the Air sign. I brought that with me. And, I mean, there were people that had, like, cool stuff to give away. I mean, the Kenner firefighters, they had, you know, plastic little mock firefighting helmets for the kids. Somebody was giving out whistles, and somebody else was giving out sunglasses. And I mean, I'm standing there with the Scoot on the Air sign behind me, and I've got my microphone in hand. I did some videos with some of the kids, and I have posted a few of those videos on my Facebook page, which is Scoot on the Air. So if you have kids or know kids that go to the Kenner Discovery Health Science Academy at Kenner, I might have interviewed your child or one of your child's friends. So again, those are posted on Scoot on the Air Facebook. And, you know, I really enjoyed talking to the students, and some of them were shy. Some of them were very bright. And I was amazed at the number of girls that talked to me, because I would ask everybody, I would say, hey, what's your favorite subject? Do you like anything at school? Most of the kids were like me. They didn't like anything. You know, a couple of kids had the cliche answer, recess is my favorite class. And I could totally relate to that. But some of the girls said that math was their favorite topic, their favorite class, favorite subject, and they apparently did well in math, and that's their favorite class. And I told all of them if you have an aptitude for math, and it seems like especially if you're a woman, you really have a chance for great advancement. And I told one young girl about the movie Hidden Figures, and told her about this. This woman who was the woman who figured out the formula to help John Glenn orbit the Earth. And all of the people in the space program, all the people in NASA, they couldn't figure it out. There was one woman, and she's African-American, one woman who figured it out. And she had the formula, and John Glenn thanked her, obviously, because she was just a phenomenal person, but she was into math. And so I think it was really cool that so many of the young girls were talking about being into math. So anyway, some of those interviews are posted. It was kind of fun to do interviews and then show them back that I just done the interview and show them what it looks like when they're on camera. And I told them that I'd be posting some of that on my Facebook page. So that was fun. And I appreciated the invitation to go to the Kenner Discovery Health Science Academy. Seems like it's a really good school. The kids were all well-behaved. But, man, I couldn't keep up with the giveaways. And Jefferson Parish Police were there. They were giving away badges and giving away, I don't know, something else. And there was a pilot there, and he had this, like, you know, model plane on the desk in front of him. This woman, this nurse had a big heart, and she was explaining about the heart and how the heart works. And somebody else had audio-visual stuff for the kids to, you know, to go to be online and to go through that process of experiencing all of that. So, and some of the kids with the Kenner Fire Department, some of the kids were putting on the fire equipment and feeling how heavy it was. And there, I'm standing there up against the desk with my WWL microphone and the Scoot on the Air sign behind me. It did look too impressive. And some of the kids would walk up and go, "Well, what do you do?" And honestly, I started out many of the conversations by saying, "Do you know what radio is?" Because I'm not sure that all of them, I wasn't positive that all of them knew what radio was. And a couple of them said, "Yeah, we listen to that in the car." And I said, "Yeah, you can listen to it on your phone as well, if you have a phone." And I thought this one kid was kind of bold when he came up. And the first thing he said was, "How much money do you make?" And I just said, "Well, look, I make a very, very, very good living." All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakwood Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. But yeah, it was an honor to have been invited. But next time I'm invited to that, or next time I'm invited to a career day, I'm going to be prepared. And I'm going to have something to give away. I mean, I didn't have enough T-shirts. And you know what I can do? I can go to Logo Express and get them to print up some kid-size Scoot on the Air tuned-in T-shirts. That's what I'll do next time. But anyway, thanks to the Kenner Discovery Health Science Academy. Seem like really awesome people. All right, on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1966, this was a song that was originally recorded for the Olympics a year earlier. But on this day in 1966, it was number one in America. The Young Rascals had one hit after another, and then when they got a few years older, they simply became the Rascals, and they continue to have a few more hits. I'm Scoot on the Air. It is a beautiful Tuesday afternoon, and we'll be right back on WWL.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And the protests continue, and the Rolling Stones are on tour, just like the 60s. Protesters have taken over Columbia University's Hamilton Hall in a major escalation of their anti-war demonstrations.
Dozens of protesters took over Columbia University's Hamilton Hall early today, barricading the entrances, unfurling a Palestinian flag, the latest escalation of demonstrations against the Israel-Hamas war, spreading to college campuses nationwide. Yesterday, Columbia gave students a deadline to dismantle the encampment. Spokesperson Ben Chang.
We've begun suspending students as part of this next phase of our efforts to ensure safety on our campus.
Student protesters say they plan to remain in the building until their demands of Columbia divestment from Israel are met. Student organizer Seda Polat spoke after yesterday's deadline came and went.
We demand divestment. We will not be moved unless by force.
Julie Walker, New York.
Well, it shouldn't have gotten that far, but it did. Ben Chang, Columbia University's vice president of public affairs, says negotiations with the protest representatives have totally failed.
University representatives engaged in good faith in dialogue with the organizers and maintain that dialogue as long as possible because this reflected our values as a community and, as we have said before, an effort to de-escalate. We were hopeful and we were disappointed when the student protesters could not reach consensus on the issues under discussion. The encampment has created an unwelcoming environment for many of our Jewish students and faculty and a noisy distraction that interferes with the teaching, learning, and preparing for final exams of our professors and students. Students who agreed to leave and sign a form committing to abide by university policies will be allowed to complete the semester. Students who do not will be placed on suspension, ineligible to complete the semester or graduate, and will be restricted from all academic, residential, and recreational spaces. We have begun suspending students as part of this next phase of our efforts to ensure safety on our campus.
And this student protest organizer says the administration, Columbia, they're just trying to scare the students with the statement about threatening suspensions and expulsion.
The notices are yet another intimidation tactic from the university. These tactics are reminiscent of those employed by the Israeli occupation against our people in Gaza and Palestine. Ironically, the notices assure students that their rights to demonstrate will be protected by the university if they sign these papers. We refuse to operate on the basis of speculation.
And that is courtesy WABC-TV. All right, here's what it sounds like in the encampment at Columbia. Out there, they're hanging out there, and they're dedicated to get their message across. Andrew is a Jewish student and protester at the University of Chicago, where the protesting has spread, and he says that the demonstrations are not anti-Semitic.
There are many, many, many Jews like myself who are participating in these protests and this movement, and who have been participating for a very long time. So it's not anti-Semitic. It's about Israel as a project that is premised on the ethnic cleansing of Palestinians. Whether we like it or not, we are all part of this institution, and this institution is a really prime participant in the current ongoing genocide. So we it's not only fair, but it's actually, I think, a responsibility on us to be disrupted, to change our lives accordingly, and to resist the university's participation.
And White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby says that he knows some Republicans are calling for the National Guard to come onto the college campuses amid the protests.
The use of the National Guard on college campuses, really, that decision making has to start with the governor of, you pick the state, because that's their responsibility. There's no active effort to look at federalizing the National Guard at this time.
You know, since we're talking about similarities between the protests today and the protests in the 60s and 70s, I mean, when you hear about the National Guard coming out, everybody has to remember Kent State University. And, you know, the students were really rowdy, and they were throwing rocks at the National Guard. I think there may have been a few injuries, but nobody seems to know exactly who gave the order to fire. But National Guard's members fired upon the students protesting, and four students were killed. And for the National Guard to kill students in a protest, and look, I realize they were rowdy, but it just seems like this could bring about a tragedy that doesn't need to happen. And I realize the students need to be controlled. But to bring out the National Guard, the National Guard has different training than police officers. And so to bring out the National Guard, this is a whole different scenario. And that tragedy in Kent State should have taught us something. If you want to comment, I think this is a complicated situation. You know, we're talking about a war between two factions that are part of those groups that feel like they all have claim to the same land. And it's confusing. And Israel has weapons that Hamas doesn't have. And as many Jewish people have been killed, even more Palestinian people have been killed. And the disproportionate number of women and children and innocent men who have been killed as a result of this war on the Palestinian side is something that has gotten the attention of a lot of people. And these war protests are protesting against our government because we're allies of Israel, and the protests are also against Israel. So I just don't see how this ends anytime soon. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's check in with Ian and some of your text messages.
This one says, I'd be curious to know how many people who support releasing the January 6th, quote, hostages are also in favor of locking up the Gaza protesters.
Yeah, that would be an interesting moment of hypocrisy, which is quite common in these days of talking about politics. Yeah, you've got a protest here, and you don't want these people jailed, but you want these people jailed. It's really a good point.
Sal is listening today and says, Scoot, protesters in the 60s were Americans protesting the American government over the senseless deaths of American troops. This crap is about other people killing each other over religious and ethnic problems that we can't solve. If students want to get involved, give them airfare.
Well, look, there are a lot of students. I mean, a lot of these students are Americans. I mean, it's real easy to say that they're not Americans. I don't know what the percentage is, but a lot of these students are Americans. A lot of these students are going to universities. They might be from other countries, but they're here on American soil, legally, going to school, and they are going to... they're going to take part in the protest. But to totally talk about these students as all being outsiders, that's not the case. And when it comes to any kind of protesting movement in the past or today, there are going to be inside agitators who are there for, say, more than just the message of the protest.
Here's a text that says, do the alphabet people know how they are treated? It boggles my mind. They are completely ignorant. I think the texter is referring to, how homosexuals are and, gender non-confirming individuals are treated in some of those predominantly Muslim countries.
That group still may feel like the things that are going on with Israel and Hamas are unjust. They're not there, and I understand your point, but the protest is about humanity. It's about death and destruction, and it's ultimately about humanity, and that for many supersedes political boundaries.
This text says, why don't they protest Hamas?
Well, go ahead.
Columbia University is not doing business with Hamas,
right,
in the same way that they're doing business with the government of Israel. I think you do occasionally hear that there's people pro Hamas messages, death to Jews, death to Israel, death to America, which is awful, and we should not be having that here. But you can't just protest a terrorist group. Like we didn't have protests against Al Qaeda in the early 2000s, because you can have I don't know why you would do that. That's pointless. But you can demonstrate against businesses and institutions, right, and nations that are helping to support those things or those efforts or whatever you would consider to be a genocidal state or a police action or something like that.
And to be clear, Hamas is the ruling party of the Palestinian people, but
in Gaza.
But Hamas was not as popular then as it is now, because the fight against the Jews that Hamas is waging has caused Hamas among the Palestinian people to become even more popular. So, this is complicated. And the complicated aspect of this just runs deep in this protest movement. And, you know, there are protesters who are protesting the right thing. They may not be doing it in the right way, but in some ways they're protesting the right thing. But the bottom line is America is an ally of Israel. And I think part of the protest is to convince our government to do more to influence Israel to commit to a ceasefire. And I think Israel has called for a ceasefire. I don't know where that is at this point, but the protesting does continue. And again, you know, this is an American right. It's not an American right to break into certain buildings. It's you know, again, think about the irony of the attitude that some Americans have toward these protesters and the attitude that some Americans had toward the protesters on January 6th. That's hypocritical. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Great protest song from the past. I'm Scoot on the air. It is a great-looking Tuesday afternoon. We got the Tuesday text-off coming up here in just a few minutes. There's a new CBS YouGov poll, and it's how voters in the key states of Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin feel about Trump and Biden. When it comes to who makes them feel more worried, 55% say Biden makes them more worried than anything. 48% said Trump makes them more worried. When it comes to emotions that they associate with Biden and Trump, confidence ranked third for Trump, 38%, sixth for Biden, 24%. Second for Biden was insecurity. 41% of the voters said that they felt that about thinking about Biden, insecurity. And for Trump, the number two emotion was anger with 44%. So, you know, it's still very close. Let's go to Ken or Adam. You're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hello, Scoot. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good. I want to talk about the people of Hamas, the Palestinian people. I'm from Palestine. I moved here 20 years ago because of the Israeli people. And all they do is look down on us. Scoot, please, come on. The kids at the school, they are protesting because they are tired of looking down from the Israelites. And we are tired of it. Please, come on, Scoot. And we have a song that we sing, the Hamas people, whenever the Israel people get mad at us. And the song goes, ay, 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 oh, ay, 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 oh, ay, oh, ay, 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 ay.
What does that mean, Adam?
Come on.
What does that mean?
That's enigma.
It means that we will not give up with the people.
Okay.
Okay? The Hamas, please come on. The Hamas people will strive with this, and the Colombian, the students of Colombia are correct.
All right. So how do the Palestinian people feel about Hamas now?
It's not even about Hamas. That's a whole different group. Please, come on.
Okay.
Don't mix up the people.
All right, Adam. Listen, I'm glad you had a chance to call into our show. Let's go to Johnny and Gentilly. Hey, Johnny.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Oh,
was calling you. I heard you talk about this teachers in, I think it was Santana Parish with this sexual conduct with the students.
Yeah.
So here we go again with this nonsense. This is every year. Most of the time is those Destrehan teachers. And the reason these female teachers do this is because they have nothing to fear. And again, like I always say, you got to go back to the legislators to change these laws to take away the judges' discretionary power when it comes to heinous crimes and sexual crimes. And this woman, this teacher, she has nothing to fear because all she got to do is go in court and bait the judge and say, Your Honor, are you going to treat me like you treat everybody else fairly? You know he's going to say yes. As soon as he does, all she got to do is say, well, I plead guilty, and I want you to treat me the same way you treat those teachers in Destrehan.
All right, so you think...
slap on the wrist and probation and absolutely no jail time.
And you think that...
So why
do
those boys catch a disease? So why does she get pregnant? Yeah. They don't care.
So you think the penalties against the teachers should be greater?
No, I think what the legislature needs to do is take away the judge's discretionary power and make mandatory sentences for these female and male teachers that prey on these young boys and young girls. And that way, the mandatory sentence will put them in jail and take them away from these children.
Yeah, Johnny,
that's what needs to be done.
All right, interesting comment. We could talk more about that, but again, I'm going to tell you that while I think the teachers are responsible because they're in a position of authority, I don't exonerate 17 and 18-year-old boys who do this because they know what they're doing. Don't feel sorry for them because they know exactly what they're doing. They're agreeing to get alcohol from the teacher. They're agreeing to have sex with the teacher. So while the teacher's ultimately responsible because of the position of authority, I don't find these 17 and 18-year-olds totally innocent because I think they knew what they were doing. All right, coming up next is the text-off. I think we have a good one for today. All right, on the SOTA Rock Culture calendar, on this day in 1960, Fats Domino went into the studio and recorded this song. And we'll be back with the text-off on WWL.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.